Shalom, everybody. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Torah says in the very beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, V'chamushim alu Bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael went up, they went out of Egypt, chamushim. What does chamushim mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, offers two answers. First, Rashi says that it means armed with weapons. Bnei Yisrael left Egypt with weapons so they could defend themselves if necessary in the Midbar. That's Rashi's first explanation of the word chamushim. And his second answer comes from the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas B'Shalach. Rashi says that chamushim means one-fifth, one out of every five, from the word chamesh. It means that only one-fifth of the Jews who were in Egypt actually left Egypt. What happened to the other four-fifths? Rashi says that they died during the ninth plague of Makas Choshech. And why? Rashi says, not in B'Shalach, but in Parshas Bo, in Shmos Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Beis, that one of the reasons those Jews died in Makas Choshech was because there were Jews in Egypt who were egregious sinners and they didn't want to leave Egypt. So Hashem caused them to die during Makas Choshech. And in that way, the Egyptians wouldn't notice and say that everyone was dying, not just Egyptians. That would completely negate the power and the message of Makas Choshech. But this way, the Egyptians wouldn't notice that Bnei Israel were dying as well. However, we must ask a question on this Medrash and on this Rashi. We know that 600,000 males between the ages of 20 and 60 left Egypt. Many more males were younger than 20 and many were older than 60. They also left Egypt. And of course, there were women and there were children. They also left Egypt. So many people say, conservatively, that around 2 million people left Egypt. But if that was only one-fifth of all of Bnei Yisrael, that means there were around 10 million Jews in Egypt before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if only one-fifth of Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, that means that 8 million Jews died during Makas Choshech. It's unbelievable. And that's the most conservative estimate. That same Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas B'Shalach, which says that one-fifth of the Jews died, that Medrash brings other opinions that say that chamushim means 1 in 500 left Egypt. And one opinion says 1 in 5,000 left Egypt. And that means that according to one of those opinions, almost a billion people died in Egypt. And according to the other opinion, almost 10 billion Jews died in Egypt. It is unbelievable. It's incredible. It's worse than all of the makos that the Egyptians experienced. Is that really what happened? And we can ask another question. Rashi said that the whole reason that they died during Makas Choshech was so the Egyptians wouldn't notice the Jews dying. So you're telling me they wouldn't notice 8 million Jews dying, Rachmana Litzlan, or a billion? I discussed these questions in a previous FMT. If you'd like to hear that answer, please WhatsApp me privately. For today's FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful explanation from Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. He discusses this in his Sefer on the Torah, Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, and Parshas B'Shalach, and he says the following beautiful idea. In Parshas Bereishis, when Hashem confronted Cain for murdering Hevel, Hashem said, it's in Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, Kol Dimei Achicha Tzoakim Elai Min HaAdama, the bloods, in plural, Dimei Achicha, the bloods of your brother are calling out to me from the ground. And why plural? There's only one Hevel. Dmei Achicha. So Rashi there says that it refers to Hevel's blood and also to the blood of all of his descendants. By murdering him, you murdered his descendants, the ones that will never be born. And Rav Schwab says that this is what the Medrash is referring to here. In reality, only a few Jews died in Makas Choshech. They were real Rishayim, and their few deaths were really not noticed by the Egyptians. So what does chamushim mean? What happened to the 8 million or the billion? Rav Schwab says that that refers to the descendants of those people who died during Choshech. When they died because of their evil ways, their unborn descendants, all 8 million of them, or a billion of them, were never born as well. And that's how Rav Schwab explains the Rashi and the Medrash about v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. However, we can ask a further question. If that's the way the Medrash is to be understood, why did the Medrash say 1 in 5, or 1 in 500, or 1 in 5,000? Just say, a few people died. Rav Schwab doesn't say this, but perhaps one can suggest that this was a message that Bnei Yisrael had to hear right when they left Mitzrayim, and we need to hear this message every day as well. The Jews had been enslaved for centuries, and during that slavery, they may have become insensitive to the individual, to the single Jew. And the Torah had to remind them and us, every Jew counts, every person counts. Just do the math. Look what happens when even one person is lost. Think about what each person and their descendants can contribute to the klal. And when you think about that, act in a way that values life. Act in a way that values every single life. Have an amazing day, everyone.